Go. I think this is recording. If somebody is more technological than I, you could check it.
Did mics get turned on?
One of them, we're having trouble with one of them.
No, I can't get either one. Do these have to warm up?
They shouldn't.
Trying to find out if I heard noise.
I'm not getting any.
Oh.
I'm not getting any from either one of them. I think. Yeah, but people have to talk.
Let me just turn this one on the end on, that one on that end, run the top.
They got buttons here that you don't, they don't tell you what they are.
Well, there's a power button on the back, which.
Oh, I see.
Do you see?
Maybe.
That one, something just went.
You should be able to talk and unlock.
Bob's coming across clear.
This one is one that works.
Three, two, one.
No, it's this one. This one's on. But this is the one that's not working.
Well, I was going to launch.
Join any battery power when you punch up the.
Now try it. Nope. Guess not.
But this one's on. We have one. This one doesn't seem to. This one doesn't seem to.
You only need one.
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. At the risk of repeating myself over and over and over again, if we're in the special council meeting that was called, you need to call the entire roll, and you need to have a quorum. If you don't have a quorum, you need to either recess the meeting and get the quorum, or else adjourn the meeting. You can still have your meeting. It just won't be a special council meeting.
This is not a special council meeting. It is a special council, joint council, government operations committee meeting. And if you will notice, it operates under that on a different set of rules. And if you would go over there to that table and get one of those minutes, it's stated in there what rules we're operating under, and then you would become more informed.
You put out a notice for a special council meeting. You're saying this is not a special council meeting.
It's a joint special council government operations committee meeting.
Okay. Now,
that's what the notice was for.
You're going to have to adjourn the special council part of your joint meeting because you don't have a quorum. Now, why can't you just follow your own rules? Who is the parliamentarian in this meeting? Well, you don't have a parliamentarian. Do you plan on doing anything that's not on your agenda?
No.
Okay.
Anybody else? Yes, Ron?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. To Bob's point, it is called a special council meeting because there's three people on the committee, which constitutes a quorum of the council. That's why it has to be noticed as a special council meeting. So my question is, and I didn't bring the paper up, but the resolution for the Civil Service Commission, whatever number that was, I don't have it with me, that was referred to this committee. And it is not. It was referred to this committee last Thursday at the council meeting, and it was scheduled for tonight. And it's not on the agenda, and that's the resolution. So I'm wondering what is happening with that resolution since it is not on the agenda.
When we get to that item, we'll be discussing that.
Actually, I would like to know now because I'm wondering if the lady in back, I don't know who she is, if she's the applicant for this position, if she's going to be interviewed tonight, like the applicants were last night when it was not noticed on the agenda that the interviews were going to be taking place, which was a violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. So I'm wondering tonight, are you going to be doing the same thing? Are you going to be interviewing the lady? I don't know if that's her. I don't know who the lady is.
Well, it's the next item, so you'll be finding out pretty soon. Is there anybody else who wants to
report? One other thing, I'm not quite done yet.
Okay.
Since this committee also deals with public safety, law enforcement, fire, and whatnot, we seem to be putting a lot of emphasis on the rules for the council, but there are some important things in this city that need to be done. Now, one of the resolutions at the beginning of the year that was taken off the agenda was the Ad Hoc Fire Committee. This committee had been meeting for 2 years, over 2 years, and had done some very important work. As you are both well aware, well, at least I know you, Councilmember Morgan, are aware that the city has a deficit. It needs one fire station, or it needs one more fire station that the developer is not obligated to provide, and that needs to be over here in the Old Town section. This fire ad hoc committee was working on that issue, as well as other ways that fire services can be provided to a city, other avenues that fire services are provided through either contract or owning their own fire service or annexing into a fire zone. So I'm wondering, I believe that it was taken off the agenda because you had an amendment to that, and the mayor said she needed to discuss with Chief Smith and find out because it's a joint ad hoc committee with the fire commissioners. And I think it would be a good idea to request that the mayor bring that back because it's important that we keep this going, because the liability for the city is hanging out way, way out, because we are so short on our fire services. And we are way out of the National Fire Service standards. And it also affects people's fire insurance ratings on their homes. So I think this would be, I think this would be an important thing for this committee to touch on. At least once a month, I would think it would be a good thing for you to bring up and discuss, because I think it's I think that is infinitely more important than the council rules, and the council rules are important. Thank you.
I'm going to answer Mrs. Taylor to a certain extent. I agree with you wholeheartedly about the fire service. I wanted to ask you, there was on our calendar an ad hoc fire service, fire ad hoc meeting. And I was wondering if you attended.
Was that the one on the 19th, or it was this month?
That was this month?
No, we were out of town.
You were out of town, and I was really sorry that I couldn't attend either. I was at a medical appointment until 9 p.m. that night with my husband in Seattle. But I will check into that, because you're right, we need to do that.
Thank you.
Go forward with that. So, any other comments? Mr. Davis?
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. Just wanted to comment as regards to the changes in council rules. It is greatly appreciated that there is now copies of audio, and hopefully eventually we'll have printed of the committees that's on file on the city website. You just go to the city clerk's page and then you can find your way to that, because it makes it easier to follow up on what the committees are doing, and that'll help hopefully get more public input. And that's it. Thank you.
So is there anybody else? Okay, then I guess we're ready to move on to item B. Discussed, and item B had at one time an interview title, but it doesn't anymore. It's called Discuss the Role of the Civil Service Commission in the City Generally. I changed this discussion after it was pointed out to me that it's probably not appropriate for us to interview the candidate for the Civil Service Commission. The Civil Service Commission, I've been doing a little bit of research. The Civil Service Commission is different than like the Planning Commission. They're both called commissions, but it's a different kettle of fish. And I'm wondering, since this was on the agenda, did anybody do any research on the Civil Service Commission? Does anybody have any familiarity, show of hands, familiarity with civil service commissions just from their life generally? This is exactly what I was sort of thinking might happen, and so we have to go on with here. So I started writing a letter to Mayor Benson, and I haven't sent it to her yet because there's a lot of questions about the Civil Service Commission in my mind still too. So I did tell her that I was changing the title. I have no idea why she informed me that this wasn't appropriate for us to be doing an interview of the Civil Service Commission. So I have no way of knowing what she was thinking. But I can speculate after I started looking at the rules a little bit, but that's all I can do. As I understand it, the Civil Service Commission is acting as a bridge for certain employees of any municipality, and in the city of Black Diamond, it's only the police department, as a buffer between the administration of the city and that service. And one of the papers that I was reading about this was about a 90-page dissertation on the state law about civil service commissions. That was written by Stephen DiGiulio, who some of you people know, because he was our attorney here for a few months, about 2 years ago. Anyway, one of the first things that he pointed out in his little piece was that one of the reasons that there are civil service commissions is because of a certain bad action, which was the assassination of President Cleveland. President Cleveland evidently was assassinated because one of his supporters, campaign supporters and contributors, had expected to get a job out of his support. And when he didn't get the job, he shot President Cleveland, and that's how he met with his demise.
I think you turned your microphone off.
And, I guess, anyhow, that was the beginning. And of course, the civil service rules and regulations and so on and so forth have grown since that time to encompass more things. But what the purpose of it is to make a buffer between the administration of the city and the political ways that go on, and cronyism, and that sort of thing, and to get that so that that's not part of what influences what goes on in the police department. So, and then there's another piece of ruling that I found, that of state law, and it says that if the council by ordinance has developed requirements for a position in the city, then the council is done with that. And as long as the applicants meet the qualifications that are described in ordinance, the council doesn't have anything to say about who gets hired for the job. But if the position is created and there's no requirements created at the time that position is in ordinance, then that's not true, and then the council does have a choice or can get involved in the hiring process and have who they want for the city. So I think that's an important distinction to note. Now, what I also found out by looking at our rules and procedures of the civil service for the city of Black Diamond is there's three things that are required at this time. And they are the same three things that are required in the state requirement for a civil service commission. It's proof of citizenship, proof of active voter registration in the county, so we would be King County, and proof of at least 3 years residency inside the city limits. So, like I say, I've been studying this 90-page write-up that Stephen DiGiulio wrote, which I find easier really to understand because he explains it and he goes through and tells you, gives you an idea of why things are there, than reading the law itself. But then I think the Civil Service Commission, the Black Diamond Civil Service Commission plan is probably about 130 pages. I think I'm about at page 17 in that, and then I'm about page 27 in DiGiulio's 90 pages. So I have still some more work to do.
I encourage other people to, if they're interested in it, to know a little bit more about it. It's real prescribed. I've gotten far enough so that I know it's real prescribed. That the length of term is 6 years. That 6 years is so that it doesn't get in the political cycle. That's one of the things. Let's see. There has to be a civil service commission if you have a full-time policeman. If you don't have a full-time policeman, there doesn't have to be. It doesn't cover, for some reason, I don't know why, it doesn't cover part-timers, it doesn't cover interns, it doesn't even cover, at one place I read in the law, it doesn't even cover people who are employed in that position for less than a year. I don't know. There's more to learn. And because of that, I mean, I write this poor paragraph here. I've been studying these documents, and I actually have been to two Civil Service Commission meetings in the past several years back. They're open public meetings. They observe the same rules that we do. And this is actually how I was aware that they have a hard time keeping people on the Civil Service Commission, but I can understand it because, I mean, this is a room full of people who are interested in what's going on in the city, and nobody seemed to know anything. So I think this is part of the thing that goes along with this. There are three commissioners. There are to be three commissioners, and this gets really a little bit confusing to me because there ought to be three commissioners, but then there's a fourth person on that Civil Service Commission who's an employee of the city. In our city, it's Louisville Global. And I'm thinking that, I just think that this council committee would be able to serve the public better if we had some input, maybe from Louisville or maybe from Chief Kiblinger, to explain how the services of this commission fit into the fabric that's Black Diamond. So that's one of the things that I wanted to present to our Mayor Benson. The whole past holders of the Civil Service Commission over the years have independently expressed to me a certain amount of dismay about the lack of scrutiny of their character, considering what kind of work the commission does. Besides those other things, the commission is also responsible not just for hiring police officers, but they do it by a special process. And I'm not exactly sure that I follow it all the way through, but I know enough about it that I know that they choose like three or five or some number of candidates that they test from A to Z in their own way. And decide that those would be possible candidates, and they put those candidates up to the mayor. I don't think that the mayor even sees what the work is of the Civil Service Commission, but I don't really know that 100%. So I still have questions. And that is so that the mayor can't be in the position of Grover Cleveland when she makes the appointment, because she didn't choose the panel that she chose from, and so they felt just like that would give more distance in between there. So, but considering that the civil service does really important work in the city, because what their job really is, from talking to past civil service commission people in this town that I know about, is that. They're making sure that these policemen that we have in our city are a good fit. And, you know, we can all look at the news and see that there's bad fit for other communities all across the land. And obviously we don't want to have that happening here. We have a sort of a different situation here in Black Diamond. You know, we're a pretty small community. This is a place where everybody knows your name, probably knows your children, may know your grandparents and your great-grandparents. It's a different kind of a culture. But We have to get ready, I think, because, you know, the writing's on the wall. It says that we could have as many as 20,000 new citizens. Well, then not everybody will know your name anymore. You know? It'll be a different situation. And I'm thinking that there's probably more safeguards that could be included in the law. It has to be, I know, by ordinance in the civil service law that would frame things up a little bit better. But we need to make a little bit more of our way through the documents that we have to work with. And then I'm just saying from my own point of view, if for no other reason, that I would really like permission from the mayor to talk to Louisville and probably Chief Kibler. And I don't even really know if Chief Kibler is covered by the Civil Service Commission, because often in many cities, the police chief is not. The police chief is at will by the mayor. And it's just because that's what they have in their code. And at that, you know. So, what I will say is that I have looked at Becky's application personally, and I think most probably that she might make a good candidate for this job. I know that because I know a lot of people in town, and I know that because a lot of the people that I know a lot of people in town. So I'll just say that. But I think that I need to try to get some more of this information on the deck. So does anybody else have anything they'd like to add? Yes, Mr. Edelman?
Yeah, you can review the requirements and duties of the Civil Service Commission in the Black Diamond Municipal Code, Chapter 2.6, and it covers it pretty thoroughly. I'm somewhat familiar with the methods being used for employee selection. For the police department, there's a process ongoing right now to select a sergeant, and I was here for the first set of interviews that were being done. I might say it's outstanding candidates, any one of the people, and it was I believe it was 8. Candidates it's been narrowed down to from all over the country. These were outstanding candidates, and any one of them could fill that job. It's a very detailed process. They had the first set of interviews. Following that, they went into individual interviews, which were quite late. The first set of interviews was just 5 minutes for each person to discuss his resume, and his application. The second set were on the order of 45 minutes with each person. I think they finally completed all of those interviews, and then when they narrow it down the field of applicants further, then they will go into more extensive testing, where they'll go into they'll be asked questions about that involve situations and what they will be doing in each of those situations. And they don't get to see these in advance. So I just wanted to point out that the one thing that the only thing the Civil Service Commission is responsible for in this city is the interface with the police department, because they are the only civil service employees. They're not a buffer between the employee and the mayor. They're like civil service throughout the United States. They are a place that you can go to. I shouldn't try to characterize it. You probably found better definitions than what I can come up with.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want, that's the only thing I wanted to point out is that they're doing a really good job on selection of that police sergeant.
So is that all there is? I'll close this part of our meeting and we'll go on to public comment and discussion about the new rules and a follow-up on the previous comments. So let's follow up on the previous comments first, huh? So if you have your paper there, there's the questions and answers starting on page 3, towards the middle of the page. So am I going to read the questions? I'll read this one. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
As you wish.
As I wish? Okay. We're going to switch back and forth, so you're going to have to keep hearing my voice all the time. But question one, where is the RCW that gives the mayor pro tem extra power? Answer, the RCW does not prohibit the council from assigning duties to certain council members. Many cities create certain rules and responsibilities within the council. Cities are specifically granted all the powers not prohibited by state law. There is no RCW prohibiting the council from assigning certain other duties to the mayor pro tem. And the RCW is cited here. It says, for the purpose and policy of this title is to confer upon two optional classes of cities created hereby the broadest powers of local self-government consistent with the Constitution of the state. Any specific enumeration of municipal powers contained in this title or in any other general law shall not be construed in any way to limit the general description of power contained in this title. And any such specifically enumerated powers shall be construed as in addition and supplementary to the powers conferred in the general terms of this title. All grants of municipal power to the municipalities electing to be governed under the provisions are to be liberally construed in favor of the municipality. And RCW 35A11-2020, powers vested in legislative bodies of non-charter and charter code cities. The legislative body of each code city shall have the power to organize and regulate its internal affairs within the provisions of this title and this charter. The legislative body of each code city shall have all the powers possible for a city or town to have under the constitution of this state and not specifically denied to the code cities by law. And RCW 35A11.050, Statement of Purpose and Policy. The general grant of municipal power conferred by this chapter and this title on legislative bodies of non-charter code cities and charter code cities is intended to confer the greatest power of local self-government consistent with all the with the constitution of the state and shall be construed liberally in favor of such cities. Okay, now we get to question two.
Question two. What actually subsidized Yarrow Bay? What are the facts about the water system in Yarrow Bay? And did they lobby and what did they get? This was a question from the audience. Answer. The questioner may be referring to the City of Black Diamond's assumption of 98 acres to serve water to serve water to from the Covington Water District. Yellow Bay reimbursed the city for all the attorney fees, and their development was the driver behind the city's assumption. Covington Water District opposed the assumption, and Yarrow Bay paid a fee to them to settle their legal dispute. Because Yarrow Bay is required to pay for the water infrastructure to their project, the savings estimated by consultant reports written for the city to be $5 million are passed on to Yarrow Bay.
Okay, question three. Somehow the city lost $10 million. Answer. The questioner may be referring to the city's decision last year not to pass a government facilities impact fee that would have required the developer to pay fees toward their share for the large expansion of the police department, the needed expansion of a new police department building and city hall that would be needed for the addition of the Yarrow Bay, now crowned 6,000 plus units of housing. The fee agreed to in 2011 development agreements was $17,750 per unit. And that times 6,000 units would have been about $10.5 million. The development agreement stated that the city needed to pass an ordinance in order to keep the fee in place after a certain date. The city forgot to act.
Question four.
The city forgot. You say the city forgot that.
I guess I characterized that on my own. It just says the city didn't act.
Question four. Do we follow the attorney? Have we lost confidence in the attorney? The answer, several council members have stated on the record that they have no confidence in the city attorney.
So, next question, can a facilitator come in and help the city work through its problems? Answer, the city has a process of voting in council meetings. The process is working. The council rules also send all items through council committees prior to a vote where issues can be worked through thoroughly. In order for meetings of the full council to run more smoothly, the mayor and the council members need to follow Robert's Rules of Order and their own rules requiring courtesy at council meetings.
Next question. Why was the rule regarding the council's ability to cut off debate changed to a simple majority? Why is 4 out of 5 no longer needed? Answer. Given the questioner has sued the city for a declaratory judgment, we will not be able to address these questions pending legal advice.
The next two questions were mine also, so you may want to strike those.
Good point. So the next question, is the city attorney part of staff of the city? Answer. RCW 35A.12.020 states that provisions shall be made for obtaining legal counsel for the city, either by appointment of a city attorney or a full-time or on a full-time or a part-time basis, or by any reasonable contractual arrangement for such provisional service. Black Diamond does not define the city attorney as a staff role. The city has entered into a contract with an attorney to provide legal services to the city. Notice an agenda of this of special council meeting. Am I going over here?
I think that is a repeat.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the questions that we had. So, I mean, the Smart Black Diamond people, anybody think of anything else that you want us to work on? Yes.
Kristen Bryant, I had a comment on the item about your item C on the agenda for the council rules, and it was an observation after the last or during the last regular council meeting, Thursday, February 18th. The council rules state that items, resolutions or ordinances, will be sent to committee upon assignment by the mayor pro tem, and they go to the council meeting for first reading. So because the council rules are in effect by resolution, and it says that the mayor pro tem makes that assignment to committee, that assignment is made and the item is undergoes first reading at the council meeting. There's the motion that occurred at the council meeting to put the item to committee appears to be out of order. If there were a need to change the assignment or do some other action on the item, that would probably make sense, but an actual motion at the meeting to move the item to committee that it's already been assigned to and been assigned according to the rules, that shouldn't be necessary. Just wanted to point out that I think that was out of order last time, and so it seems like things will probably smooth out as everyone gets used to the process, but that was my only comment on the rules. Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Taylor?
Robin Taylor again. Back to this resolution for the Civil Service Commission. You did assign it to a committee, and it was slated to be on tonight's schedule. So what has happened is you have a resolution assigned to committee that is not on the agenda. So that's now kind of floating out there somewhere. You need to take action on that to send it back to the council so they can do whatever needs to be done. It just didn't disappear. So now it's going to hang out until your next committee meeting, because you can't just say, well, we can't interview them, so we'll just send the resolution back. I mean, it's unfortunate that you did not have that resolution on the agenda so you could pass it back to the council. So this is a good example of needing to follow the council rules that you set up, in that you assigned it to this committee and scheduled it for tonight, and it is not on the agenda.
Mr. Kellogg?
So, Pete Kellerman, 101 Pines. First of all, I'd like to thank you for printing out the list of questions and answers to a relative newcomer like myself. It's really a big help in understanding what's going on in the process that we're all going through. And my next thing I'd like to say is I just have a general question. A few weeks ago, Seth came up at a council meeting and talked about a water project. We needed improvements. It was going to connect things. And I'm assuming it was one of the most important things we needed to do. But I was just wondering, do we have a list of priorities of things we want to accomplish in the city? And so are they tied to the budget? Because I know, you know, Black Diamond has a budget this big, and the list of things that they need to do is this big. And so in order to make your way through that, is you have a list of priorities, 1, 2, 3. And then you have maybe another list that, okay, this is where the money is going to come from. So it's just a general question. I'm not fussing Seth's, you know.
It is a general question. It's a good question. And I'll answer it, even though it's not necessarily really right in my province. There is a capital improvements element to the city. And there's capital improvements for various different things. Parks, water, stormwater, roads. The list goes on. It's really quite long. Most of the things that are in that budget have a cost side to it that appears in the budget itself. As far as I think that the capital improvements budget is supposed to take us out about 6 years in capital improvements. It's an important part of the comprehensive planning procedure, and it's demanded by the Growth Management Act and the planning procedure that the city have that stuff in there. Things don't necessarily get done in the order that they are listed in, because they get done as opportunities sometimes present themselves. So, but it's a good thing to keep track of that. If you have a big problem somewhere, well, between you and us, that one little bridge, right, on Roberts Drive, and it's on the capital improvement plan as well, as you'll see when you look in there.
So once again, I want to make clear, I'm not fussing, you know, Seth saying this is an important
right,
thing to do.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
So are we done with this rules and procedures? Okay.
I can make another comment.
Okay.
The question I asked about the going from four-fifths, or actually two-thirds majority, to close debate, to going to a simple majority. I think anyone could answer that. It has nothing specific to do with the lawsuit. If you're going to not answer any questions from me, because I'm prosecuting a suit, I guess anyone here could ask the same question. Since two of my other questions were answered, I can only conclude from that is that you really don't have an answer to the question that you refuse to answer. That's what it appears. Now, if somebody else would like to ask my question, maybe we could see if they have an answer.
I guess no one else.
I will ask about the question. Whatever it was, I'd like to hear the answer.
The answers are written. You actually can look at a written record of it. All you have to do is walk up to that table and grab it.
You read the other questions and you read your answers.
That's right. Once I get into a lawsuit, I have to be careful about what I say, so I can't help it. The answers were written, however, before the lawsuit got filed, so they are written, and I was just reading off a paper, so anybody can go and look at that.
You mean you do have an answer to that, my question?
Yeah, it's on the paper.
No, it's not on the paper. Read the one about the four-fifths.
Well, I'll do it later, but I'm not going to do it now.
I'll read it to you then.
Oh, you're going to read me the answer?
No, I'm going to read you the question, which you refuse to answer. Why was the rule regarding the council's ability to cut off debate changed to a simple majority? Why is four-fifths no longer needed? Your answer, given the questionnaire has sued, the questioner rather, has sued the city for a declaratory judgment, we will not be able to address these questions pending legal advice. Okay. I just heard the question from somebody who isn't suing the city. Do you have an answer? I'll take your silences that you don't have an answer to that question.
Okay, so now the next item of business is to set a date for the next set council committee meeting. I have a name, should be... I have a list of dates here. They will appear in these minutes, for this meeting. I'm going to try to get you your minutes a little quicker. Thursday, March 10th. Thursday, April 14th. Thursday, April 28th. Thursday, May 26th. June 9th. June 23rd. July 14th. And July 28th. And
okay, so we have minutes to approve from today and the last meeting as well?
Yes, we will.
And
so we didn't collect any more questions. When we understand a little bit more about the Civil Service Commission, how it operates and what it does, and how it's working for the city, then we will probably be ready to recommend after our next meeting Becky Arnold for confirmation, though I can't really say that with any assurance because we need to know what we're recommending her for before we decide whether we're going to recommend her or not.
So I'm Becky, and I'm learning right along with you. But I'm Becky, and I hide in the corner. Me and my brother have always hid in the corner. But yeah, I'm Becky, and I'm learning right along with all of you about it. So it's been wonderful listening to learning too.
All right.
So I would like to note that our February 18th council meeting agenda item 16-1079 authorizing the mayor's appointment to Civil Service Commission was passed to this committee. This should go on our agenda for the next committee meeting for our March 10th meeting. This means we can complete our research and questions for the mayor regarding the appointee and take this up next time.
Thank you, Councilmember Pepper. So I guess I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
You got a magic touch? There. You got to push it long enough. If you don't push it long enough, it won't shut off.
Come on, baby. Let me see about this. Okay.